heart, why don't you? Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday. It is 3:30. And I know that you are all just as happy as I am to be bringing Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin back to The Maggie Dawn Show. Hey, Terry, how are you? It's so nice to see you.
Hi, Maggie. Oh, the build-up to this segment. And your past one was wonderful. I enjoyed it so much.
Oh, thanks, Terry. But yeah. You can also send in questions to ask Maggie.
Oh.
Yes.
I will ponder that, Maggie.
Yes, all participation welcome.
Okay, I do have a question to start our good news, but maybe overlooked segment here.
Fabulous.
Have you heard about the Wisconsin man who simply on a whim found out about a contest, and this would be a commercial, if he would win with his ad, it would be played at the big game, the Super Bowl, and he would win $10 million. Have you heard about him?
No, tell me more.
This is one of my favorite stories in recent weeks. He is Landon Jones. He is based in Green Bay, and he created the commercial for, get this, Doritos. So no small brand. And though he sort of has what you would say is a taste of success,
pun intended,
he is
I
not
love
going
it.
To leave Green Bay and Wisconsin anytime soon.
So Terry, he won? He won this contest.
Wait, you gotta wait.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm jumping ahead.
But he does explain the process and why he loves Green Bay. Let's take a listen.
I was sitting on the couch. I was eating some Doritos. I just had one in my hand. I was looking at it and I just try and think of different scenarios playing out. Like, and I was like, well, what if my hand got bigger? And then I was like, okay, well, what would happen if I ate it, if that effect happened? Okay, the head would get bigger. I mean, the production, like on the budget side, it was pretty simple. You know, most of it, it's just over the years, just learning lighting. I don't want to say mastering because I believe in always being a student. You know, I'm just enjoying this whole process. Doritos, their whole team has been super cool. It feels really good. And just to be like in that echelon, I love my city. You know, I grew up here, born and raised. You know, I'm not big on the bright lights, fast moving stuff. You know, I like going there, enjoying it, but there's something about here I just love. And, you know, I want to make something here.
And he is. He made it to the top 25, Maggie.
Oh, cool.
And then he broke it down to the top three. He didn't make it to the top three.
Oh.
I'm sorry to tell you. I know. I think anyone who knew about him was cheering for him, but you can kind of tell he just takes a back seat to bragging about himself. So it's just great to know that he stepped out of his comfort zone, he did it, and that he made it through thousands to get to the top 25. What an experience. And honestly, his story and the interview, the video of his commercial, we put it all together, and you can find it on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. I would have played the commercial for you, but there's no sound in it. So you actually
have it's
to
just a
it.
Visual. How cool. I am absolutely, as soon as I get off the air, Terry, I'm gonna go check that out. That is so fabulous.
It will make you laugh. And the best thing about Landon, he went to UW Milwaukee. He wanted to be a doctor. And he found himself just sort of lost. And so he started playing with apps and video and things on his phone. And he said that hit his heart. That's when he realized he wanted to be a creative.
That's just amazing. Landon, if you're listening, you are super cool. I would love to get and hang out and have you share more of your creative brain. That's just so awesome. Congrats.
And doesn't it make you proud of people who say, you know, you and I both moved away from Wisconsin, but came back.
Yes.
Landon has no intention. He loves it here so much. And I know that's why you and I came back. But I love hearing that from people who say, I don't need to move away. I'm home.
Yes, absolutely. Again, congrats, Landon. Terry, thanks for an amazing story. You got another one for us.
I do. And this one's even, you know, on the lighter side. So football jerseys. Let's talk about this since it's kind of the big football weekend.
Yes.
There is a brand new survey out by Google Search, and it shows which jersey number is the most searched for this whole season. So who do you think it is, Maggie? Is it our Jordan Love, the QB with the Packers? Or is it the one that Taylor Swift is often seen in? You know, that Travis Kelce guy that
plays. Yeah, that tall drink of water. Are those my only two choices?
You can choose anyone else. Those were the two I thought most people would be the most familiar with.
Yeah, I would have probably thrown Mahomes in with him too. Saquon, like super popular. But of those two, I'm probably going to go with Jordan Love because everybody in the U.S. loves an underdog. Like they want the work hard, try hard person to get ahead. So I'm going to go
ding,
with Love.
Ding, ding. You got Woo! It. We love our Packers. Yay. Now, Jordan Love. Yeah, he is the number one searched number, including any information people can get about him. And then Travis Kelce with the Taylor Swift effect.
Of course.
He's actually number three. And that lands both of them higher than any of the other Packers players. I thought this was interesting. Number 39. So we've got number one, number three, and number 39 is the Packers player Josh Jacobs. Other than that, we are out of the top 100.
Who had an absolutely explosive season. Who is number two if you got it in front of you, Terry?
I don't have it in front of me. In fact, it wasn't even a name that registered. Not one like you had even mentioned.
Huh.
So I found that interesting. I actually should have grabbed it and kept it in front of me. But I was most interested in the popular players. And maybe next time I need to dig into the ones that we think aren't as popular that we don't hear about as much. One thing I want to say, you know how the Cowboys are always up there with their jersey sales?
Mm-hmm.
Not this time.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
They have fallen down.
I always say when people say, oh, I love the Cowboys, my lines are usually, they are not America's team. America's team is the Green Bay Packers.
Thank you.
And radio FCC friendly version, like, forget you, Jerry Jones and your Jumbotron. Not a fan of Mr. Jones. No, thank you.
No.
Although
I find it interesting, he does all the talking for the team, it seems.
He does. Well, and his daughter is a top line executive. I will say this, that I have one positive thing to say about the Cowboys. I was an absolutely diehard Emmett Smith fan growing up. I just thought he was the bee's knees, like not just an incredible athlete. He seemed to be such a nice person, good man. And he was just once in a generation football player and running back. Those quads, man, they were tree trunks.
Wow.
Just incredible. I forget what he was on the cover of some magazine, Terry, and he was sitting on like an inner tube, like laying back, and they took the picture of him, like him from above. And I could not believe how big this guy's legs were. They were just huge, like trunks.
It's so funny. They always say you can measure, you know, like putting your hand around your wrist.
Yeah,
that wouldn't work around his legs.
No, I'd just grab on. He could carry me along wherever he wants to go. Thank you so much. What are you doing this weekend for the Super Bowl?
Well, I think actually we are just going to chill with some neighbors.
Oh, that's
fun. And just
keep
it that way. You know, without the Packers, it's always kind of a different deal.
Yes.
And I'm not even sure which team I'm going to cheer for. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, yes. I am going to be cheering for the Eagles, though my brain tells me that the Chiefs are going to win. And one of the reasons that I'm cheering for the Eagles is because of Saquon, but also the city of Philadelphia feels a little like Milwaukee East to me in many ways. And I love how diehard their fans are. Though the Eagles as a football franchise and Ndamukong Suh have done terrible things to the Packers in the past. So it is one of those things that it's kind of like a horse of peace for me. I will absolutely be watching the entire thing at home with maybe one or two friends. And the reason I say this is because I am kind of obsessed with the commercials. I love the football.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
But the commercials, all the creative stuff that goes into them and talking smack about the ones that land and the ones that don't. I'm sure we'll talk about that on Monday on my show. And I am an enormous, huge Kendrick Lamar fan, and I cannot wait to see what he does with the halftime show. I also have always hated Drake before the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. I hated Drake. So I will be fascinated to see what that halftime show looks like. And for those of you who are trivia fans, and we talked about football a little bit earlier today, Kendrick Lamar is the first solo rap artist to be the NFL Super Bowl halftime artist. So I think that's really interesting. There's just a lot of juxtaposition that is going on with this year's Super Bowl.
And coming off his Grammy wins, this is very cool.
Yes, the full sweep for Mr. Lamar. I talked about that on Monday. I talked about the Grammys a bunch, and of course, Beyonce's big album of the year win. Finally, I called her the Susan Lucci of the Grammy Album of the Year. Remember Susan from the soaps and didn't win a stinking Emmy for like 20
Always
years?
Always the bridesmaid.
Never the bride. So speaking of championships, Terry, I wanted to share this with you, and I'll talk about this probably a little bit more in my next segment. I was harkened back to my college sports days because I have been very closely watching the UCLA women's basketball team because they are 22-0. Undefeated into this deep into the season. They're 9-0 in the Big Ten. Don't even get me started. I don't know why UCLA is in the Big Ten, but neither here nor there. They played Ohio State, or the Ohio State University, if you went to Ohio State, on Wednesday and beat them. It was a pretty close game. They ended up squeaking it out in the last minutes. But I love listening to their coach talk. She is just so inspirational. And if you don't know, her name's Corey Close. Mm-hmm. And she gave an interview that I heard on Wednesday before the game. And she talked about how inspirational John Wooden was. Of course, he had led the men's UCLA Bruins team to, I think, 10 or 11 NCAA championships.
That's wild.
Truly one of the winningest coaches in men's college hoops history. And she talked about a lot of the inspiration that she took from Coach Wooden. And it made me think of the time that I met Al McGuire on Marquette's campus. So my dad is a huge Al McGuire fan. He graduated from Marquette, paid his own freight, and he loved Al McGuire. And so I grew up following Marquette hoops and knowing a lot about Coach McGuire and how he approached the young men and just his philosophies of coaching. And while I was a student at Marquette, Al McGuire, by the way, very, very distinctive face and gait and like way that he stood. You couldn't miss, like, if you've seen the guy, you know how he walks, what he looks like. It's just very, very noticeable. I was walking down Wisconsin Avenue, backpack full of books, and I saw Coach McGuire walk across Wisconsin Avenue. And I'm not kidding you, Terry. It was like a football field away. So what does, like, fangirl Maggie Dawn do?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Full out, like I'm running a 40, right? Like hauling my butt, calling out, waving my hands, because most of my fellow students didn't know who the guy was, right? He's just chilling, like walking across campus, arms of flailing, Coach McGuire, Coach McGuire. And he hears me and hears this, you know, 6-footer coming, barreling down Wisconsin Avenue with my backpack on. And he was the most gracious and kind to me. He gave me a big hug. I hate the fact that we didn't have smart devices because there's no photo of the moment.
Right.
He was so generous. And I told him,
oh, I'm so glad to hear that. You're always afraid if you meet
that they're
going to
let you down. Not at all.
Oh, I just
And I asked him to sign something for me for my dad. And he whipped out a business card and he said, "Dear Mike, thanks for being such a great fan. Coach Al McGuire was like the coolest
thing." What did Dad
do? Dad flipped out. I love giving my dad sports-related gifts. It's like, you can't go. Wrigley Spearmint gum, tube socks, maybe a chapstick and some sports gift, folks. That's this episode with Terry Barr of What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. Final thoughts for the week coming up next. Keep it locked.